Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A Fox 2 News follow-up this morning on the deadly tornado at an Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville last month. The family of 26-year-old Austin McEwen is suing Amazon and two other companies. McEwen was one of six Amazon workers killed when the tornado hit the building on December 10th. Amazon says the lawsuit misunderstands key facts about differences of severe weather and tornado alerts. They say the building met all codes. We have a lot more information about this story on Fox2Now.com. In sports, the Blues host the Nashville Predators. The Blues retired the jersey of former captain Chris Pronger, his family, and former teammates on the ice for the ceremony. In the game, down 2-0 in the first period, the Blues managed to tie it. Ryan O'Reilly scores on the rebound as the Blues go on to beat the Predators 5-3. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a chilly start, but a mild afternoon in store for you. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 50s. Cold air then moves in by Wednesday. Very cold for Thursday morning with temps in the single digits and staying cold with highs in the teens. Single digits again Friday morning with afternoon highs in the 20s. Then a little warmer for your weekend. Highs back in the upper 30s. Overnight lows in the 20s.